everyone, it's Leah, Kiki, and Molly here. And me and Leah are here, and we're doing this episode, which I've never done before. And I'm really excited to do it, and especially with her, because we always have such good conversations. But this episode is completely unscripted. Like, we kind of were like, we had a ton of ideas about things that we could talk about. And then Leah's like, why don't we just do all of them? I'm like, okay, like, is there any notes I have to take before? Like, I didn't know how to prepare. So we literally prepared nothing.
It's going
to
be great.
Yeah. I'm really excited. And it just started raining, so if you hear the rain in the background, it's like...
It's ambiance.
It sets the mood. The only thing that I started talking to you about this in the car the other day, and I just finished watching Daisy Jones and the Six, and I thought it was such an incredible series. You didn't like it that much.
Nope.
But I don't know why I love. I think I loved it because I loved the music, and seeing the process, and I really liked the aesthetic of it. It's not all the characters were that well done, but I love some of the characters, and I want to talk to you about Camilla.
Okay.
I freaking loved her. I thought that she was just the best person ever, and she was like what it means to be a strong woman. Do you remember anything from the show? Like,
about I remember her? She was beautiful.
Yeah.
And like, she was very brave. Like, she left her family to be with a man who was on tour, you know, and she always did the right thing for other people. Like, even in the book, mm-hmm. that was a very big thing about Camilla. Like, she always put people in the right direction, like showed them the way and gave them chances. Like,
yeah.
That was the biggest thing. Like, she got, I forgot the dude's name, she got her husband to become sober because of their children, but like mainly because like she had so much faith in him.
Yeah.
So I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah.
But the book was better.
Yeah.
The show was trash.
What do you think about like her character in the show versus, was there any difference in her character or like just in general in the book versus in the series?
I was expecting her to be shorter in the show.
Really?
That was
yeah,
it.
No, she was like the most beautiful, like.
No, actually gorgeous. Like, she outshined Daisy.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
I thought she was, like perfect. Every time, like, she came on screen, like, my mouth drops. Like, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just also love the way that she carried herself. Like, you see it throughout the series, just, like, with the affair that's going on between Daisy and her husband. Like, even though she knows everything that's going on, she still treats Daisy with respect. She's very much so a girl's girl. Like, I can't be mad. Let's say, like, I can't be mad at my friend for doing this with my, I mean, I can, they're not really friends, but like, I can't be mad at it. I could be like upset with another girl and like lose respect for her, but like at the end of the day, it's your husband's fault, it's your boyfriend's fault, you know.
100%.
And she like really embodied that. Like, she was able to say like, okay, like Daisy's, I'm gonna give her a chance as a person, like besides for the fact, like outside of the relationship she's having with my husband, I'm gonna give her a chance as a person and have a relationship with her on my own versus with her husband, you know? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really appreciated that about her.
This is Kiki's.
Yeah, so she's just walking around. We took off her collar so that she can walk around freely.
I also think it's a big thing that, like, in the show, you see how she treats everyone with, like, respect and kindness. And, like, just in today, like, today in general, like, you see a lot of girls, like, attacking each other.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone's super entitled.
Yeah.
So if that were to happen, let's say today, everyone would be like, how could she do that? Like, you know, there's, like, boundaries and whatnot.
Girl
of course,
code,
that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
But, like, also, there's also the responsibility of the person you're dating, you know? You
yeah.
want to vet the guy. Make
yeah.
sure he's not a cheater. But.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, hold him accountable. Because he's way more accountable than she is. I don't know. I don't know why, like, I was just so obsessed with her as a character and the way that she carried herself. And I was like, I was saying this to Leah. Like, a lot of the times when someone is so beautiful and pretty and, like, you kind of, and, like, obviously it comes from jealousy, but like you want to hate them because like they're perfect,
right?
But like her, you could not hate because she was just such a good person, and like she was so much more than her beauty, which was really,
wow, that was so beautiful you just yeah. said.
Talking about this fictional character.
No, it's okay, she's real.
Yeah, she is real. I was like stalking her Instagram after because I'm like, she's just so perfect.
No, when you stalk someone and you're like, I want to be them now.
Yeah,
like you buy your entire wardrobe
yeah.
just like theirs.
No, did you like the I thought they're like the aesthetic of their clothing and all that, I thought it was so cool, the fashion.
Like the 70s?
Because this is like what we were talking about the other night when we went to the concert. We went to a concert, Cigarettes After Sex, and we were looking at all the, like, we were basically people, we were there to people watch, and as everyone's walking by, we're looking at everyone's outfits and like the people they're with and whatever, and like the amount of people that were like copy and paste outfits of each other and like
basically, oh yeah, straight from Pinterest.
Like the outfits that me and Leah thought were cool were the ones that like you wouldn't necessarily find off of like every influencer ever's Amazon page. I don't even know how it works.
100%. And it's, like, not from Urban Outfitters. Like, yeah. They got that from their granddaddy's closet. Like, yeah. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah, like, they thrifted it, and they put random pieces together, and they had a vision, and I think that's such a problem now. We were talking about
no
this.
No one's original.
Yeah, no one's original.
The kids are not okay.
Yeah. So true.
But also, like, that concert, I feel like if I would have gone with other people, I wouldn't have liked it. I think what was fun about it was that, like, we were very laid back, and it was more of, like, a friendship thing. It wasn't really, like, oh my god, I love cigarettes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We were listening to the songs. We're like, is this one cry? Yeah. Is this okay?
You're, like, trying to get it. Yeah.
Like, we weren't as crazy as the other fans, like, crying.
Yeah.
Like
oh my god. Yeah, no.
That was really fun. Like, it was just background noise for
us.
Like,
it
for
was. It was such a good, it was such a good, it was, like, the best people watching I've ever done, because, like, just the whole vibe and, like, being with you, it was just so fun.
It was a good chill.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to, like, do that again.
Yeah. Also, like, the outfits were, like, the outfits that were good were good.
So good.
Yeah.
I was jealous. I'm like, I should have not worn that zebra skirt.
Yeah. Like, shoot, I had to let them know that I have style. Don't worry. Like
I'll be back.
Yeah. No, that's so true. I think that's such a problem nowadays. I remember talking to Liat about this, or, like, I don't even know if we were having a conversation about it, or she, like, sent me Ember Chamberlain's podcast about, I think it was Trendy or Timeless. I want to find the episode, but it was, like, it's such a big thing that, like, and I remember one of my friends saying this, which is so true, is, like, whenever, like, there's this stigma around, like, wearing the same thing more than once or, like, often, and I don't understand why it's so stigmatized, like, because it's such an important thing to, like, have a brand, and I feel like once you have, like, certain outfits that, like, you wear a lot, or, like, I don't think it's bad to, like, do that because you have a brand.
I actually don't like that.
Really?
I have different moods and different vibes, you know, and, like, different seasons. Like, first, like, a couple months I like straight hair and, like, a clean look, and then a couple months later I'm like, no, I want to look, you know, gay. So then, like, the nicest way possible, like, I want to wear super long shorts and baggy t-shirts.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, I don't think I think the best thing is to be, like, a good person. Like, that should be your brand. Like, your personality.
Yeah.
Also being known for having cool style, but, like, it can always change.
Yeah. I think the episode is more, like, about fast fashion versus, like, and, like, sustainability, not necessarily, like...
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I believe in, like, paying more money for better quality clothes, especially because it lasts longer. Like, cost per wear, it'll make up for cheaper clothes that you buy on Shein.
1,000%. So how do you think that you would, like, create a brand for yourself as a good person? Like, how do you even do that?
Just be a nice person. I don't know, because it's hard, because most of the time I feel like I'm a bitch, you know? Like...
Yeah.
It's hard, because, especially in school, like, I graduated high school, finally, but, like, I still feel, like, I think of myself a lot as the person I was in high school.
Yeah.
You know, because that's where I was every single day. So I haven't gotten the chance to, like, meet myself outside of that identity, but, like, it's hard seeing someone every day and being a nice person to them, and I don't think I pass that test every day. A lot of my friends know to stay away from me when I'm in a mood, but what they do know about me is I'm genuine. Like, I'll always give them 100% of my heart, and I'll let them know, like, everything.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it really means. Like, when you're insecure and inauthentic, people can tell, you know? Yeah. They can see that about you, and they're not going to be attracted to your energy. But when you're yourself, and that might not look like what you want it to be, like, the best version of yourself isn't going to look like the prettiest girl in the room or something. That might just be, you know, you in a really comfortable state.
Yeah.
I don't know, because sometimes I've been, like, I've looked pretty, but I've felt really ugly on the inside, and I've acted ugly. Yeah. And then times where I felt good on the inside, but I didn't look so great on the outside, but I was really happy, and that just made me a better person.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I think just really leaning into yourself as a person, and, like, doing what feels right to you, even if it looks weird to other people, because eventually those people leave and the right people come in.
Yeah. I feel like it's the hardest to do that in high school.
Because so hard.
Because so many of the people, at least, like, at YHS, like, so many of the people that we're with are people that, like, we've always been with or in our communities, and, like, you grow up a certain way, you grow up with certain friends, and, like, it's really, really hard to break away from that and to break away from that identity until you're, like, out of it. Yeah. And even then, like, I've told you this, like, being back home, it's so weird, because even if I do feel like a different person, like, I just feel like a slump and, like, a complete mess here, because, like, I feel like it's such a different person. I feel like there's so much more to explore, and like I want to basically leave. Like, not I love home and it's comfortable and whatever it is, but there's so much more to, like, after you've seen what that, how it feels to be outside of it, you're like, you can't go back, you know?
Yeah, I'm excited for that feeling too.
Yeah,
I guess the hardest thing for me to do in high school was really learn about myself, because especially with the internet nowadays, like,
yeah,
you have so many personalities to choose from on the internet,
like, yeah,
and it's hard to find yourself and even your own personal style with what you like when there's so many, like, influences in your head and, like, just, like, knocking on your door trying to get your money,
yeah,
trying to get your attention, and yeah, it's like, and then from people around you too when they're emulating that vibe, it's like, yeah, you want to copy it.
Yeah,
so it's hard to be yourself and just, like, deviate from everyone else.
Yeah. Do you think that there's some value in taking a little bit of something from everyone? Like whenever you have, when it's such a beautiful thing to, like, love a lot of people in your life, because, like, you take a little something from every person that you've ever loved. So, like, do you think that that's possible through the internet? Like, I like the way that that girl is confident about this, or, like, or is it different because you don't have a real relationship with them?
That's a good question. I don't know. What do you think?
I really don't know. Because I can't say that, like, anyone on the internet has actually made an effect on my life. And even if maybe they've given me inspiration, but nothing emotional. Like, I think it's different with relationships with real humans when you, like, you know them.
100%. It lasts longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I actually do. I can think of, like, one person that I really like their confidence,
mm-hmm,
and their, I don't know, their... What's that word where it's like you're not sorry for being yourself?
Unapologetic for yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, it's Tyler, the Creator.
Really?
I used to watch clips of him all the time when he would just tell people, like, to screw off and, like, whatever. It,
yeah,
was, like, it was really helpful, too, because, like, I would get bothered a lot in high school just, like, about so many different things, like, being black and, like, whatever, liking different things, mm-hmm, and just, I don't know, people are annoying sometimes, and it's not, like, it's just a thing everyone goes through. It's... People have what to say, and it's, yeah, annoying. But I was so, I was very sensitive, but also, because I felt super sensitive, like, and I would get hurt, I would also try to be hypersensitive towards others. But sometimes, yeah, it's, like, tiptoeing around things that you enjoy and like to please others.
Yeah.
So there was, like, a fine line. I think the internet is also like that. Like, people get canceled for saying anything.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It's annoying.
It's so crazy.
It's bad. It's, yeah, like, you cannot, it's not a safe place. Like, you, yeah, cannot say anything. You, yeah, can't do anything.
Yeah.
That's why I like to stay off of it, because,
yeah,
I want to form my own opinions without being influenced by, like,
yeah,
people I don't know.
No, it's so, know, true. I was telling Leah the other day that one of my biggest guilty pleasures is looking through, like, the tea Instagram accounts for, like, TikTokers, and it's such an unhealthy habit, but it makes you realize, like, how much heat they're constantly under for, like, literally the dumbest shit and the most minuscule thing in the entire world. Like, something that you wouldn't even, like, think of, like, consciously think about is, like, something that they become canceled for. Like, there's no winning.
No, literally, you leave the sink running for 2 seconds too long,
yeah,
and you're the worst.
You hate that. You're contributing to climate change.
No, I used to be so annoying. I was vegan, and, like, I go back and forth sometimes with being vegan and not vegan. Now,
yeah,
I just don't have a... Like, now I just don't try to scream at the whole world that I'm vegan. Like,
yeah,
it was annoying. I also was very, like, climate conscious, you know? And I still am. I try to do some things, you know, to preserve the world that we live in. But,
yeah,
like, I'm not as annoying, and I don't try to push it on other people, too.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want the same to happen to me.
Yeah.
I think I got that idea of pushing things too hard from the internet.
Yeah.
And it was a really annoying phase. Like,
yeah,
I look at myself and I cringe.
Yeah. It's so weird, and it's so hard, because everyone has a story, and everyone has their opinions, and, like, the internet gives you access and the ability to share all of that, but does it all need to be shared?
No. I think about it, too. It's like, you know how they say, like, Instagram isn't real because you're only seeing the highlight reels of someone's life?
Yeah.
But then also, I wouldn't want to see someone's bad days either.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to see any of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think the best thing is when someone can just live in the moment without having to take a video of something, you,
yeah,
know? I was watching a clip, and I said, because, yeah, I'm talking about, yeah, something I saw on the internet.
Yeah.
I was watching a YouTube reel, because I'm, like, anti-TikTok.
Yeah.
So I watch TikToks on YouTube.
Yeah.
I watch TikToks on YouTube, and there's, like, this clip of the Kardashians that, like...
It's just getting worse and worse as you
at this 818 brand party.
Yeah.
And, like, all of them, like, these are, like, the most famous people in the world. Yeah. And, like, you just see all of them take out their phone to film this man doing some crazy trick.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny, because I'm like, so no one is free.
Yeah.
Like, the most rich, famous people in the world are also, like, chained to their phones and the internet and showing everyone what they're doing.
No, it's so true. You see this so much at a concert. Like, I remember I saw this a lot at the Men I Trust concert. It's everyone just, like, everyone has to, like, as you're saying, like, everyone pulls out their phones. Everyone has to take a video. And I don't know, like, I'm doing this, I will do the same thing too. But, like, then you look at other people and it's so stupid. You're like, why can't you just enjoy the moment and, like, live in the moment?
You idiot.
Yeah, you idiot. As I'm, like, I'm watching her as I'm taking my own video. Like, it's so much easier said than done.
100%.
It's so hard.
That's how we're conditioned.
Yeah.
I wonder what it would be like to raise a child, like, completely phoneless.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite people on the internet. Now, it's so weird because, like, I try to watch what I want to emulate. So, like, I like watching people that are, like, world travelers and stuff like that. And, like, they're always outdoors.
Yeah.
That's what we spoke about. Like, the biggest source of happiness is, like, being outside and, like, with nature and, like, good food and good company, you know?
Yeah.
It's not, like, life doesn't happen on your phone. It happens outside.
Yeah.
So, I watch those influencers and, like, people in, like, Sweden, like, they live, like, the most, like, calm lives. Like, everything we see is super flashy and, like, it's just... I don't know, it's, like, relaxing to see people actually enjoy life for what it's meant to be.
Yeah. You know? I always knew that, like, I didn't feel right in America, and, like, there are certain places that I feel better about than others, but, like, after being in Israel and then coming back, like, it's such a different experience. Not saying that, like, I have to be in Israel, but just seeing, like, a different way of life that I'm used to, and Israelis versus Americans, because, one, Americans are just so materialistic and so, like... My grandmother said this, like, conspicuous consumption. Like, everything is, like... I went to the mall with my sisters, and, like, I literally wanted to throw up. Like, I don't know what was so triggering about it, but it was just kind of, like... I was being kind of a bitch to my sister, and she was, like, trying to, like... We have very different ways of going about things, like... And, like, I'll spend a lot of money, too, but, like, I'll thrift stuff, so I feel better about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's not saying that that's any better than not... Whatever. Like... Well, we both buy things, but, like, she does it to a different level than I do, and, like, I get super triggered when I'm like, you don't need that, you don't need that, and I keep telling her, like, why do you need that? You have this. Why do you need that? And, like, she, like, literally wanted to punch me in the face, and then we got into a huge fight, but I was kind of, like, thinking, like, at the end, like, why do you need to buy these things? Like, why is this so important to you? Like, why are you spending your day? Why is that, like, a day activity is to go to the mall and get, just, like, buy stuff aimlessly, like, you should know what you want. And, like, I feel like in Israel, or, like, I'm sure it is in other places, too. And it's not, and there are certain places in America that you can find people like that, too. Like, the people who, like, live in the national parks. Like, they're there all the time. That they just don't, like, their idea of doing something is, like, going out in the nature. And, like, we have so much nature, but it's just because there's so much to do. Like, it's hard to, like, just say, like, I want to go outside and go on a walk and, like, go to the beach, you know? Mm-hmm. Because, like... There's so much to do, you know?
Yeah, I feel like other countries have mastered the art of doing nothing.
Yeah.
And, like, made it something that you don't feel guilty about doing.
Yeah.
Because here, everyone, like, if you're not productive, you're a loser.
Yeah.
And you're going to die and you're going to be fat. You know, like, that's what America tells you.
Yeah.
And I was watching this movie. Of course, I was watching this movie.
Yeah.
Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah.
You have to watch it. Like, I keep telling you this, but I think you would love it. Like, she's, like, on a soul-searching journey, like, and she goes around the world, and, like, she sees what people are doing in Italy and how they live their life, and, like, they're known for, like, eating good food, being romantic, and doing nothing.
Yeah.
So, like...
The best way, like, what else could you want for your life?
And, like, but that is life. Like, they even said in the movie, like, Americans, they go to work for 14 hours a day, and then they come home and just watch a movie, and, like, that's it.
Yeah.
And, like,
it's true.
A lot of days I get scared, because sometimes I'll just do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what did I do with my life? Like, that's a day I won't remember.
Yeah. It's so scary how many days you won't remember.
Yeah.
And I always think about... Everything comes back to media and movies and whatever, the internet. So we're just going to, like, ignore the fact, because it sounds hypocritical, but it's not.
We are.
Yeah, we really are. We are. We'll ignore it. But, like, something that I, like, sometimes think about is... Like, if someone were watching my day right now, like, let's say, like, I had a video camera watching me. Like, let's say there was a movie of my life, and it was a day of my life.
I'm always in a movie.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're always in a movie. But, like, would someone be bored watching my movie if I'm watching literally 5 hours straight of Barbie Life in the Dream House? Like, that's fun for me, but that's not, you know, like...
Yeah.
that's why I've been feeling like shit at home, is because I've literally been doing nothing. One, because every time I want to go outside, like I'm wearing a bathing suit under this right now. I was gonna go outside and go swimming, and then it starts raining. But like, yeah, besides for the weather, like that's not that big of an excuse. It's just like I feel so guilty being unproductive and like, let's say, like watching TV and just like doing that, because one, I haven't done it in so long, which is why I'm like letting myself do it. But I just feel so guilty. Like, something is making me feel so guilty about it, you know?
I feel like because you know that there's more to do out there than just that.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to lean into that because, like, you're super tired, exhausted, like, then those are, like, the best days. Like, those days are fire when you just, like, you're exhausted and you just want to watch TV all day. Like, I love those days.
But, yeah.
Like, if I feel like I can do other things, but, like, oh, this is the only option, no one's home, and on all these things, I can't do anything by myself, so, like, I'll just watch TV, I guess. Like, that's boring. And, like, your brain feels numb, and, like, you just don't feel good.
You actually feel like a zombie, and
it's the worst. My eyes hurt. Yeah. I just want to cry and, like, do nothing.
Yeah. It's just a vicious cycle, too. Like, it just, once you do that and you feel like shit, like, it's hard to, like, get out of it.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
100%.
I like what you said the other day when we were at the concert. You're like, I'm just waiting for an internet apocalypse. Like, I'm just waiting for the apocalypse.
No, because how fun would that be?
Yeah, no, it would.
Except for, like, the good thing was that it kept our friendship for a whole year.
Yeah, but that's not the internet.
But we got it because we had, like, our phones. Like, WhatsApp wouldn't
fine.
Be a thing.
Phones, fine. I think that, like, WhatsApp is one of my mostly, like, used
apps. Girl, that's your social media.
Yeah, no.
I love it.
No, it is one of my mostly used apps. One, because, but the thing is, like, it could be less. Like, a lot of times, like, I think it's, like, sometimes I'm like, it's good, it's communication. Like, whenever me and you would talk when I was in Israel, it would be, like, literally 20-minute voice recordings, and then, like, another 20-minute back. I'm like, sorry, like, I can't, I have a podcast to listen to right now. Like,
no, headphones on, I went for a walk, and I'm like, I could be 2 miles, let that happen.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's so scary because, like, because the whole world is connected to their phones and is, like, you can't do without it, you know?
Yeah. 100%.
You really can't.
It's hard.
Which sucks. Like, as much as you want to, like, get off the surface of the earth and, like, kind of just disappear, you can't. You're always going to need your phone. How did it become so dependent on phones?
Because it's so convenient.
Yeah.
It's like cars. Like, if there were no cars in Florida, we'd all learn how to walk.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
It's the only, like, mode of transportation, you know?
Yeah, that's true. It's just also become, like, instant gratification, and that's such a problem with our generation.
Yeah. Did you watch that? Oh, my God. In psych class, Rabbi Sugarman played this documentary for us about, like, how phones were, like, and the apps were tailored, like, mentally.
To
like, manipulate our brains and, like, make us addicted to it.
We didn't watch it in psych, but I did watch it. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the craziest documentary. The Social Dilemma.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I always think about it too, because, like, my phone has, like, a phantom buzz. So, like, it'll buzz for two seconds. I'll see the message and I'll, like, choose not to text at that moment.
Yeah.
And then 2 minutes later, like, I feel another buzz. I'm like, okay, who's, like, texting me like that? And it's my phone, like, repeating that same buzz. It's, like, it really wants me to be on it, you know? I think that's so weird.
It is. Like, the 2 minutes I've never thought about the 2 minutes after buzz.
Do you feel it?
No, I see, like, I also get a notification again if I, like, open it. No, I don't, but I know what you're saying.
Like, I'll get a text message and then it'll buzz 2 minutes later to remind me that I didn't respond to a text message. I'm like, okay.
There's no escaping. That's so scary.
It is. It's terrifying. And also, there's, like, this, you know, Shane Dawson.
Yeah.
He makes conspiracy theories. And, like, he made this whole hour episode. Me and my sisters watched it. Because, like, that was something we used to do growing up. Like, watching once a week Shane Dawson's conspiracy theories.
That's so funny.
And, like, we're all psychos.
Yeah.
But, like, Apple, with Face ID, every 5 seconds, it takes another image of your phone. So that even when your appearance changes, your phone still recognizes you for Face ID. So, like, if you grow a beard, like, your phone will still recognize you. How is that? You haven't updated your Face ID.
Yeah.
It's because every 5 seconds, it's taking a photo of your face to memorize it.
That's crazy.
I feel bad, too, because I put one on my boyfriend's phone because I wanted my Face ID on it.
Yeah.
But, like,
that's so funny. Good for you. Good for you.
I'm like, oh, you're part of it, too, now. Yeah. He's like, I just like putting in a password. I'm like, okay, we'll try this.
So then, like, I'll be your Face ID. Like, you don't need a password. That's so funny. That's so scary to think about. Oh my God, I never thought about that.
Yeah, but also, like, I'm the worst. Like, I take my phone with me into the showers for music and stuff like that. Like, and I'm always wondering, like, is the government watching me right now?
Yeah.
Like, do I need to cover my camera?
Yeah. That's the thing is also, like, I was thinking about this with ads. Like, you know how, like, the ads become super tailored to, like, things that you're like, nobody knows this. Why does my phone...
Yes, the cookies.
Yeah, I was like, why do... Like, as bad as it is, and it's so bad that the government is watching and your phone's always watching you, like, what do they care that I want to buy? Like, I don't know. Like, these ads for stupid... I guess it would be bad when, like, I have a... Like, I'm an adult and I have a family and I have some... Like, but for now... Do you know what I'm saying? Like, for now, I don't care if you know that I want to get, like, I don't know, mangoes. Like, whatever, an ad for mangoes. Whatever it is. Like, something stupid, you know?
Yeah.
But it is scary
because, like, sensitive information when you're older. It's like, yeah. No one needs to know my business.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... No one's safe.
Yeah.
Basically, if you want privacy, you gotta live in
the off mountains. The grid. Yeah. But even then, you can't. You can't live off the grid. Like, there's always somehow that you're gonna have to be... That's so scary.
You know what else I did? Like, I had... Pinterest was my hyper-fixation for a long time because, yeah. Like, whenever I feel really bad about myself, I would go onto Pinterest and look at, like, either quotes or, like, just pictures of other women.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna make myself feel better because I'm gonna, like, look like her.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, like... I'm gonna do everything that she does, and yeah. I'm gonna feel like her and look like her, and I'm gonna have her life, and everything's gonna be fine, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm gonna have the same vibe, and everyone's gonna love me, and all my problems will dissolve.
Yeah.
And then after watching The Social Dilemma in psych class, I deleted it, because I'm like, oh, like, it knows that I like it. Like, it sees that I look at all these pictures, and it keeps on giving me more pictures like this, so it's just,
Pinterest, like, is the blueprint.
Yeah. It is.
It's so scary.
And I'm like, what the heck? Like, Pinterest is meant for, like, DIY moms.
You know?
How did we get here?
Yeah.
But...
That's so true.
It's just weird, because also, like, you asked me, do you think I would feel the same way about my body without the internet? You know, like, how would my body image be without it?
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's so interesting.
Like, I really do wonder that. Like, I want to... I don't know. I wish there was, like, an alternate timeline that I could choose in my life. I'm watching all these, like, Marvel movies, and I'm seeing, like, you know, you can choose alternate dimensions.
Yeah.
Like, what would life be without social media?
Yeah. It's so interesting. And the scary thing is that, like, it's been progressing so fast, and it's just progressing even faster. And, like, just technology in general, but also social media, but technology, like, whenever I have, like, such an unhealthy obsession with the crime shows and crime documentaries, and so many of the, even from, like, 2000s, 2010, like, when they're solving crimes, I'm like, this wouldn't even be a problem nowadays, because you would so easily find, like, obviously find the killer when you have a phone, or, like, there's so much technology that
the Apple tag is on him.
Yeah,
like, they already know he's on the highway. Yeah, like, let's go.
It's so crazy, and it just makes me think, like, how much more is it going to progress, and, like, what is the end? The internet apocalypse.
I don't know. Like, I keep saying, like, it's just going to be, like, the end of days. When like, I'm scared.
Yeah, no, it's so scary. And we were talking about this the other day, about raising your kids with technology.
Yeah, I'm scared, because I don't want them to be, like, social outcasts, you know? Like, if they don't have phones and whatnot, because when you're younger, like, it is a big thing to be with the herd, and, you know, like, just be normal.
Yeah.
Do what other kids do, and, like, I get it. Like, you can't really raise a kid and be like, you want to be different. Like, no one...
Yeah.
You don't really appreciate valuable lessons until, like, you've experienced them, or you've, like...
Yeah.
You can see it from, like, far, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, all the things my parents tried telling me when I was younger.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want to listen to that when I was younger. I want to do whatever the hell I wanted.
Yeah, you know? When you're in fifth grade, you don't care that you want, like... Yeah. I just want an iPod. Like, give me a phone.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, in fifth grade, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just want to play with my slime. Yeah. Like, please.
The slime.
Like, I want to sell my slime. Yeah.
Anyway, this is really scaring me. I mean, I know that, like, it's not something I can worry about now, but, like, it is something that, like, always lingers in the back of your head.
I know. So, like, what are healthy things we could do for ourselves to make sure we're not zombies, I guess?
The thing is, like, any of the boundaries that I could put in place, like, can be... I can get around. Like, screen time is hypothetically supposed to help you, but, like, then you just press, like, ignore for 15 minutes, you know? Yeah.
The biggest factor is also mental health.
Yeah.
Like, days where I feel like complete garbage, and I, like, my phone also enables me to, like, not leave my house and, like, spend more time alone and sink further into, like, sadness.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, I have my phone with me. Like, I have endless entertainment.
Yeah.
And I think that's crazy, because... Like, the rates of depression and suicide have gone up in, like, the past 14 years.
Yeah.
Because you are, like, people are constantly on their phones, and it's a thing. Like, you don't need to have friends, you don't need anything. Now, like, with AI, like, oh my god, you can have a computer talk to you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know, just by being, like, more grounded, I think you can end up, like, beating it, you know?
Yeah.
And spending time with people you love, you don't really ever pull out your phone.
Yeah. I think also, I don't know if this is just because I want to talk about, like, confidence, or because it actually relates, but I feel like confident people, when you're... you don't need to be distracted as much from your own thoughts, or
just
people,
like, healthy
who
people.
Yeah, or people who love themselves, not even necessarily confident people, but like when you're satisfied with yourself, you don't feel, or like you have, you don't feel the need to like be scrolling through an influencer's page and just watching all of her videos. It's just a distraction.
Yeah, 100%. But do you think, like, it depends on where you live? Like, people who live in New York City, I guess, like, do you think they're less distracted by the internet because there's so much to do outside? Like, I feel like for me, and for you, from what you're saying, like, living in Florida is a big factor because, for like, right now it's raining. Like, you don't really want to be outside. Like, you can put on rain boots and clothes and, like, go outside, but, like, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah,
you know, like, you can watch a movie.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, you'd be less distracted if you had more to do?
That's the thing, is, like, more to do. Like, there's always something to do, you know? I think more to do is just kind of an excuse. Like, there's always something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there's literally, like, unless you're in an empty room with literally walls and, like, that's it, there is nothing to do. But, like, even then you can find something to do. But, like, there really is so much to do, and saying that there's nothing to do is just an excuse, you know?
Yeah.
Just because there's not something right in front of you, which, like, ties into the instant gratification thing. Like, if I'm not doing something right, like, right now, and I think that's also a problem with being bored, is, like, people have such a hard time being bored.
Yes. Oh my god, my parents say that all the time. I love how this episode became, like, a whole, like, knock to our generation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, I was gonna say, like, in our generation, like, it's such a problem in this generation. I'm like,
these kids, these days.
I'm 19, like, please, yeah.
No, literally, like, shut the hell up. We're, like, referencing movies, like, you know, like, not even quotes from books.
Yeah.
What did she say?
I don't even know what we were saying.
Oh, yeah, you can be bored. There's nothing wrong with being bored.
No, I think that's what's great about Shabbos.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, it's also such a test. Like, sometimes when you want to break Shabbos, you're, like, the only thing I'm breaking Shabbos for is to go on my phone. Like, how long can I hold back? That's sometimes what keeps me going.
I don't really feel it on Shabbat because I feel super guilty afterwards. Like, religion, oh, my God. It's a big thing for my parents, too, because of the way they raised me. But, like, I feel so guilty. Like, even now, like, I'm not as connected as I used to be for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel super guilty. Like, every moment it's in my heart.
Yeah.
I haven't found my balance yet.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and I'm waiting for it, and I'm waiting. I'm not waiting. Like, I can put an active,
effort
to, like, pray and try to be closer to God. I just don't know. Like, I'm not in the mood for that right now.
Yeah.
Which sucks, because, like, in my head, I rebuttal to myself, like, well, God was in the mood to create you, and he
still
did that. Yeah. So.
Confidence, but, that's so funny.
But, whatever, I gotta work on that.
Yeah. That's so hard.
But, like, Shabbat, it's not that hard to break. It's, like, the 3-day holidays.
Oh.
You were in Israel this year, so you didn't have to go through that.
Yeah, no, I was so, like, thank God. I was like,
blessed.
I can never come back to 3-day holidays. It's so awful.
Yeah, no, that was hard. I was like, I want to be on my phone. I can't be around my sisters any longer. I'm gonna punch them. You know, like, it's interesting.
No, it is hard. It's so true.
But it's such a good thing about Judaism. Like, it's so focused around, like, family.
Yeah.
And, like, again, like, being grounded and, like, centered.
Yeah.
You know, because think about it, like, rabbis and, like, those people that you think about that, like, represent Judaism, like, they're very humble people, first of all.
Yeah.
And they're also, like, I don't know how to say it, like, they're down to earth.
Yeah.
You know, they know what's up.
Yeah. The Torah is timeless, that's why.
Yeah.
Like, everything is always changing with the times, but the Torah is not.
Infinite,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Speaking very Jewish.
No, I know. It always comes back. Like, whenever I would, on my other, like, on Love Yourself Without Likes, whenever we would talk about social media and whatever, and, like, it would always come back to Shabbos and Judaism. Because it's such a huge thing that you don't even realize it's such a huge thing.
Yeah, and we're so lucky for that.
Yeah.
Very lucky. Like, even if you don't realize it, like, especially as a kid, like, no one wants to be keeping things that your parents tell you to do, especially when it's hard and the whole world doesn't do it.
Yeah.
But, like, as you grow up, you begin to appreciate it and, like, what it really means.
Yeah.
And, like, even as a kid, like, it's fun. You're, like, you spend a whole day outside with your friends and, like,
yeah.
I think about it, like, when I was younger, I didn't do that every day because, like, other days I had to go to school or, like, I had my phone, you know? And it's scary because, like, as a little kid, you're supposed to be outside all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, you have your phone now.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. As a child, though, I think that's also... I think the reason that you remember so much more, at least for me, is I remember so much more and, like, going out more and, like, going out, like, is because, like, there's the inner child part and, like, imagination gets killed a little bit when you're older. And, like, I think that has to do with the phones coming into play because you don't really have to think as much. It's kind of, everything's kind of just there. And so you don't, like, there's a lot more room for creativity and, like, for exploring when you're younger.
Yeah. The thing that scares me, too, is, like, integrity. You know, like, we don't have to use our brains and, like, to write assignments. We could just Google it all.
Yeah.
And that's, like, it's not good. You're just stealing.
Yeah.
That's something my friend Ruth said to me. She's like, there's no integrity with the internet these days. And, like, I really remember that. It stuck with me because I'm like, I do that.
Yeah.
I don't use my brain anymore. Like, if I just get lazy, like...
Yeah.
Because, you know, a computer can do it for you. So, like, why use your brain? But, like, I think that's, like, the beautiful thing. Like... days where you feel like, ugh, my brain hurts from how much I used it, like, those are the best days. Like, it's gonna suck because you're going back to college after not studying for a year, but, like, you're gonna feel really good after, like, studying for a test and, like, acing it, you know? Or, like, studying for a test and failing it, but at least you used your brain, you know?
I was actually just thinking about this, like, 2 hours before you came, because I just got, like, they assigned some coursework, so I have, like, 31 pages to read it and whatever. And I was having this mental debate in my head because, like, I'm already stressing out about, which, like, I need to, like, give it a chance first and, like, be in school and actually be there before I, like, make up all these things about how I'm not going to have time and, like, I'm not going to have a social life and all these things. Mm-hmm. But I was having this debate in my head about whether or not, like, should I, in college, like, it doesn't necessarily matter. Your GPA doesn't necessarily matter unless you're going to law school, you're going to medical school after, which I'm not. So my GPA, like, as long as I pass school, then I get my diploma. I was like, I can either do that and just, like, do the bare minimum, or, like, I can actually try and, like, I have this, it was because I just started the assignment and I'm annotating 31 pages, and, like, I was like, I haven't done this in so long. I haven't, like, had a mental challenge like this in such a long time. I'm like, do I want to put in the effort and, like, want to try for it, or do I want to kind of just do the bare minimum and see what happens and, like, maybe try out a social life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that I'm already having this debate. Like, I'm not even in school yet. Like, school hasn't even started. I'm just doing one assignment before school, you know?
I think it also has it's a thing with the school system, too. Like, there's a lot of pressure in it as well.
Yeah.
Like, a heavy workload. I don't think that's super healthy for the brain either.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not a fan of that, but, like, using your brain is definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, even in other countries, like, they try it. Like, some countries have more workload, more of a... like, a heavier course load, and the kids are struggling, you know? And then some have, like, a lighter course load, and, like, just, like, I don't know, the teachers are just better, like, the school system is better, and the kids are smarter.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, like, statistics-wise.
Yeah.
So.
We, like, from what I've spoken to about with my British friends, we had such a different teenage social life than they have, because they have a lot more pressure in school and, like, a lot more work, and, like,
how?
No, as much as we have, like, they have so much more pressure on them. Like, everything's a lot more cutthroat and, like, whatever. One, that makes sense why they're a lot, like, generally more smarter than we are. But it's just, it's just interesting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, how do you survive the pressure at such a young age?
Yeah. Like, some kids were like, it was my A-level, so I didn't go out. Like, they literally could not leave the house because they're just studying for hours and hours and hours. I'm like, I can remember the last time I sat down and studied for hours. Maybe that was, like...
SAT tutoring.
Yeah, even if that, like, I don't even remember doing that much work for it. I think it was more, like, literally my 9th grade finals was when I remember studying the hardest.
Well, I guess they're trained to be, like, academics in life, you know?
Which is, like, then what does America have going for them? Because we're not that academic.
We are delusional, and we work so long.
Yeah.
Like...
that's so scary. Like, I don't want that life.
I think about that, too. Like, what type of life I want. Like, do I want, like, a prestigious job, you know? Or do I want, like, something that, like, is fun, but, like, doesn't make that much money? Or, like, do I want... you know, like, it's so hard. But I don't know where life is going to take me.
Yeah. It's also lucky that now we have options. Like, we're not stuck in anything. We're not chained to anything. But, yeah, it's so fun to think about.
You know what else? Okay, you said that before you wanted to talk about confidence. So, when do you feel most confident?
Does that mean, like, self-confidence in myself? Or, like, confidence that I portray to others? Like...
ooh.
Outer confidence or inner confidence?
Both.
Okay. Okay, let me think. Inner confidence, I think, has to be after a run. that's when I feel the most inner confidence. Like, the runner's high is, I think, the best inner confidence ever. And then outer confidence is, I think it's, like, this sounds so, not cliche, but when I wear something that I like and, like, an outfit that I feel is different and that, like, I made myself, mm-hmm. that, like, I feel proud of and, like, I feel, like, reflects myself, because that, like, your outward confidence, what you wear, reflects your, you know?
Same. Literally the same. Except for, like, not running, but, like, more, like, if I studied really hard for a test or, like, not even performing well, but, like, actually trying.
Yeah.
I think, like, effort makes me really happy.
Yeah.
Or if I go out of my way to do something that I know is going to make someone happy, like, I feel more confident, like, that I'm a good person.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's such a big thing for me, like, being, like, a good human. Like,
yeah, because it's so important. Like, at the end of the day, like, if you're not a good human, what are you?
Yeah, but, like, the worst thing, I don't know if this is, like, normal. Like, I just get so anxious every time I drive by, like, a homeless person or something, because I feel like it's my responsibility to do something for them.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I just want to, like, I don't know, like, I want to help everyone I see, but, like, I don't even know how.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know how I became super conditioned to stop, like praying for them, you know, or, like, in my head and stuff like that, or, like, just, like, look at it like it's a normal thing and drive by it, because it's not. Like, no one deserves to live like that.
Yeah. No, that's so interesting. That's, like, when you feel like you have... It's when you know that you have potential for something, and, like, there's only so much that you can give, you know?
Yeah.
Which is so hard.
And it's, like, the bystander effect, too, because, like, if everyone is driving by someone who just, like, someone who's on the floor, they're just gonna assume, like, oh, someone's just laying there. What if someone fainted, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
It's so crazy.
I guess when I was younger, I would have thought more about it. Like, I need to help this person. Like,
that's what I was...
Now, as I'm older, I'm like, ugh, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, know? I was thinking about that so much, too, because, like, I always, like, whenever I think of homeless people, I think of, like, in the car with my mom and my younger sister, and, like, when we're driving, and, like, you see a homeless person, like, as an adult, you kind of are, like, it's more normalized, and, like, you're used to it, and you kind of, like, have that reality hits of, like... not. This is definitely not true for everyone, but a lot of the times, like, people say that homeless people... like, it's because of drugs
and they
whatever.
Chose to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And as don't give them money, they're going to use it for drugs.
They're going to use it to get, a pack of cigarettes. And, like, as a kid, like, you don't think like that. And you're kind of just, like, you see someone in need and you want to help. And, like, you want to help them, you know? Like, I think that that's something that adults need more of, is kind of just, like, to jump on that initial instinct that they have and not think as much in between.
Yeah. In life in general, like, when you're younger... you exude so much confidence, and, like, you're such a bright and happy person until, like, there's that one moment where, like, you just get crushed.
Yeah.
And that confidence just, like, it disappears.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it goes. Like, it comes in waves, but, like, it's never going to be the same as when you're younger.
Yeah.
That's why I love people that are, like, ooh, there's a ghost. I love people that, like, remind me of, not children in a sense, but, like, they have, like, a youthful...
Yeah.
like essence to them.
Yeah, like the free spirit.
Yeah, like even like super, like I'm thinking of like Gabby right now. Like
yeah.
She's like young and like playful and like always happy, or like I don't know, like my younger cousin.
Yeah.
She's like a young, right now she's like 8 years old.
Yeah.
Like she's so sassy. She'll say whatever the hell she wants.
Yeah.
And like you'll look at her and be like, okay, honey, like just wait till you're older.
Yeah.
You know, but like
yeah.
But like I love people like that.
Yeah. There needs to be more people who are unapologetically themselves. And I think that that's what makes everything so interesting. Like, what I find so interesting about, at least with Kivun, like, the kids that I was with versus, like, no hate to anyone that went somewhere else, but, like, when I would meet some of my friends versus, like, the friends I had in Kivun, I was, like, I'm so grateful to be where I am with the people I am with, because they're just, everyone is their own individual and being and character, and, like, you don't feel them being necessarily influenced by others as much as other people are, you know?
100%, yeah.
Do you think that confidence is something that you're born with, like people, or it's something that develops over time? But I was going to ask this before, but now that you said, like, as your confidence as a kid is, like, basically peak, you know? And then it kind of wanes over time.
Yeah, because I think there's two points in your life where you're the most confident. It's when you're the youngest and when you're the oldest.
Right, yeah.
Because when you're the youngest, you haven't seen any, like, there's so much to see. Everything's new and exciting.
Yeah.
And, like, you are in the... like, you don't take up any space in this world. The world is meant for you.
Yeah.
You know? And then as you get... like, and then you... like, you grow up a little bit. You get more insecure. You realize... like, I don't know what happens. Puberty, all these
yeah.
things. Like, but and then you're you have to fit into this world. The world does not have to fit into you.
Yeah.
You know? And like that mindset shifts and like you become more of an insecure person. And then you let it all go and you become older and you realize no one gives a crap.
Yeah.
You know, like, no one gives a damn. That's what I can't wait to do. My dad walks around pisses, like, they don't pay my bills.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you're so loud. You're so obnoxious. Like, yeah. I can't wait to do that myself. You
yeah.
know?
Like, that's so, yeah.
Everyone still has these expectations on, like, younger people that, like, oh, they need to be, like, they need to be this way because, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, more, so obviously, respectful is important.
Yeah.
But, like, being yourself, like, yeah. I think that's, like, you shouldn't care what other yeah. people think. I think that's the best thing.
Yeah.
Because no one really does care.
Yeah. It's so hard, though. It's so hard. Like, with all the societal standards and everything that's, like, stopping you from that, it's so hard.
Do you think you're a confident person?
I'm a confident person to the people who know me. Like, I really don't know. I don't even know if that's true. That's just the way I feel. But I was thinking about this at preview, like, when I was at orientation. I was like, I wonder how I come off to people that, like, aren't even speaking to me.
Shut up.
No, it's okay. I wonder how I come off to people who aren't speaking to me. They don't know me. Like, they kind of just see me, like, being. Like, I wonder if I come off as a confident person, you know?
I feel like you just come off as a person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Confidence to me is, like, I think you're super confident because, like, you can do a podcast. Like, I would never think of making one. Like,
yeah.
I did. I'm yeah, like, yeah. I kept it to myself. Yeah. You know, I was like, no one's seeing this.
Yeah.
But, like, you showing it to everyone, like, you creating something that you love and then, like, giving it to everyone in the world. Like, that's super confident and brave to me. Like, I think that's amazing.
Thanks.
And, like, also, you do, like, you wear whatever the hell you want. Like, you don't care. You got a nose ring. Like, you're cool. You go to concerts. Like, I think you're confident.
Thank you. Wait, but about what you said about, like, when I, like, I think that's something that's so interesting is because, like, I feel like I'm a confident person when I post my pod. Like, that's also when I feel the most confident is when I post a podcast episode and I'm talking about something I love or whatever it is. But then at the end of the day, that's what everyone else, like, that's what everyone else is doing, you know? Is it because some people are doing it because they're not confident and because that's, you know?
That's, like, what the new norm is being. Like,
that's,
you know,
what,
like,
the norm is. Like,
yeah. But I don't think that. Like, think about, like, the people you really know in your life. Like, how many of your friends have podcasts?
Yeah.
You're thinking about, like, internet people.
Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, that's true.
Like, you don't know any of those people.
Yeah. That's the thing is, like, when I think of the world outside of my community, I think of the internet. Because that's the only real world I know.
Yeah. And that's crazy. I feel like people on the internet, like, I feel like also there would be a sort of a stigma, like, why do you have a podcast? You're not even famous. Like, you're not rich and famous. Like, why does anyone have to know what you think about?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
it's so interesting.
Sometimes, like, but do you also think that way, like, when you see, like, influencers, like, you wouldn't, like, and credibility, like, if someone recommended you a product that you weren't super close with and you're like, whatever, and, like, you didn't admire them, let's say.
Yeah.
And, like, a pretty girl on the internet recommended your product. You'd go for, like, the pretty girl's recommendation, you know?
Yeah.
Same, like...
Yeah, that's interesting. But with the podcast specifically, like, something about it is starting to... Like, I love this for me, and I love, like, that I think that the way that I think the intention of it is different than what the intention of maybe an influencer is because this is, like, this podcast specifically is, like, documenting my life, and, like, this is my story, and, like, a lot of what I want to do when I'm older is, like, I want to be a journalist because I want to tell people stories, like, not only my own, and, like, I want to help people find their voice as well as mine, and so that's what the goal of this podcast is, just to document my life. Also, like, it was for my children, like, I want my children to hear me when I, like, when I speak, and, like, the people that I meet, and, like, people that are important to me, like, and most of the people that are on my podcast are important people to me.
Yeah.
But, like, with, then you see, like, every influencer ever, like, everyone on TikTok, like, everyone has a podcast. Like, Addison Rae has a podcast, Ellie Ziegler has a podcast, like, I don't even know what, like, everyone has a podcast, and that's why, like, it starts to feel, like, less special,
you know? Do you know the difference between, like, me listening to a Call Her Daddy podcast and yours? Is, like, I actually feel, like, happier and more full after listening to you.
Really?
Because, like, it's what you let out, like, you provide meaningful content, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even if it has nothing to do with me, I listened to your old Marvo series.
Yeah.
And, like, I love
with
that.
Ollie.
Like, I sat there, like, doing the dishes. I'm like, this is so nice. Like, I love hearing your voice. Like, you
that's
know?
So sweet.
Like, I don't know. It makes me happy. And, like, I'm sure it makes other people happy.
Yeah. That's really sweet. Thank you.
Of course.
That makes me feel
that
good.
I love that episode.
Yeah.
I remember another episode that you spoke about, which was, like, the gratitude one with your counselor.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. It's like, do you still practice that form of gratitude that you did in Israel? Or is it really when you were inspired?
That's so interesting. I don't even know how much right now I feel like I don't practice anything. Like,
same.
I just, like, I think this, it's the same thing that me and you are both going through.
It's a lull period.
It's the lull period. It's the in-between stages period where, like, you don't know what to do. Like, you just got out of high school and you're about to go to Israel. That's, like, a huge different, like, two different stages. And, like, now is the summer in between. Like, what the heck are you supposed to do with yourself, you know?
I know. And, like, I was speaking to my older sister and she's like, make this the summer about you. Like, exercise, like, journal, like, do these things. And I'm like, ugh, screw that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna go do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what I do.
Yeah.
Like, now my biggest challenge for the summer was, like, I need to leave the house every day. Like, and I need to do something with myself. Even if it's, like, I feel like everyone thinks doing something is, like, going to this crazy place and seeing things and, like, spending money.
Yeah.
Like, I'm walking to Publix, coming back home, and, like, baking a pizza by myself. You know, like,
that's so cute.
That's, like, that's for me, like, that's doing stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, not sitting with myself and, like, exploring a little more.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good goal.
That's
to
the
have.
Challenge. Like, and I think it's helped me mentally more than, like, journaling ever did.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. I think in my head, like, until journaling becomes a habit, it's something that you start when you're, like, more upset. And, like,
yeah,
you need that mental clarity.
That's so true. Yeah.
And it never became a habit for me. It was just something that, like, helped me in moments where I felt really cloudy.
Yeah.
But I never kept it because I got over it.
That's so true.
And I was like, I don't need that crap.
Yeah.
You know? So, I want to find ways to, like, have more gratitude and, like, practice these certain things.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, like, yoga, like, I feel pretty connected and, like, happy because, like, I'm experiencing my body and, like, the ways I can move it, especially after being in a car accident.
Yeah.
Like, I'm finding it's, like, harder and harder to move certain ways. So, like, whenever I can, and I can do it for, like, I can go for runs still. Like, I feel good about that. Like, I feel happy and grateful.
That's nice. It's so important to, like, the idea that, like, you can't do gratitude unless you're sitting and journaling or, like, saying your affirmations. Like, there's other ways to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think is nice.
Oh, my God. I used to do the affirmations. Wake up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Drink a whole liter of water. Do the affirmations.
Yeah, take the affirmations.
Go to the gym.
Yeah.
I was so annoying during that phase because I had no room for anyone else. I was very selfish.
Yeah.
Like, it was good in a sense because, like, at some point you're supposed to be selfish and just really take care of yourself. But, like, I think of so many other things I could have experienced at that time.
Yeah.
But I guess it wouldn't have happened unless I took that moment of selfishness.
Yeah, I think it, like, that's what the pendulum of, like, going from extreme to extreme. Like, you need to be, like, being a people pleaser, like, as you were saying, like, you were before, because, like, you're a major people pleaser versus to, like, you have to be selfish in order to balance out, you know?
Yeah. And now, like, I feel like I'm all right. Like, I don't really have anything to prove because I feel more content with myself.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing. Like, I felt at some point I had, like, something to prove to the world.
Yeah.
And now I don't think I have anything to prove.
Yeah.
Like, I just do what makes me feel all right.
Yeah.
And, like, I have the people I love and I'm going to meet more.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I think back on, like, times where I really needed, like, certain conversations about, like, confidence and, like, finding inner peace, and, like, at this point, like, I don't know, it's all gone with the wind.
Yeah.
Because, like, I finally had that with me.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
But I don't know if it's gonna stay that way. Like, what if there's a moment where, like, that I'll just, like, all hell breaks loose, like, I go bald or something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, God.
I don't know how that would happen, but it's...
I shake my head, obviously.
Yeah, fine. But I think that's what's so nice about life and, like, beautiful about life is that, like, you're saying, like, you're content and you're okay, and, like, it sucks to know that that feeling is not going to be permanent, but neither is, like, the major rut that you're in when you're journaling literally, like, the most gut-wrenching things in the world.
Oh, my God, I don't even want to read my journal
now.
Like, I, like...
My purple journal, like, I refuse to open.
Stop, because it's embarrassing. Yeah. It's like, what the hell is wrong with me?
Like, it's so unhealthy. But I never thought about that, and it's so true that, like, people journal when they're, like, in such a bad place, and, like... Then, like, you'll, like, sometimes, like, if I did read any of the journals, like, I'm writing until, like, I stop crying, and then when I stop crying, I just, like, stop writing, you know?
Yeah. But, like, also think about it, like, people who you do see on the internet that journal and do all these things, like, have the healthiest habits and the healthiest lives, they're very lonely people.
Yeah.
Because it's a selfish thing to, like, not selfish and, like, with a negative connotation, it's, like, you really have to be by yourself a lot to do these things.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, bodybuilders are known to be, like, introverts.
Yeah.
Because you have to spend a lot of time alone and being dedicated to something. Like,
yeah.
like successful people, like you need to spend a lot of time by yourself working at your practice.
Yeah.
And I guess like these people on their internet, like their practice is themselves, like cultivating like this whole yogi personality.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
I'm not down for that.
Yeah.
Like I'll do bits in here and there, but like
I
just want to be like you know, like happy and like
That's so nice. Like think about what you're making your practice. Is it yourself? Because that's what literally every influencer ever is doing. Or is it
life,
you know?
Yeah, I know yours is gonna be life.
What?
I know. I'm so excited for you to go to college and like see everything.
I know, but I'm so
Hell no, Kiki.
Kiki wants to get out. She's not getting it. Kiki, come back.
Kiki.
Now my podcast has heard the Kiki voice for the first time. It's just gonna be nice to like be back, knowing that like now is when I really start exploring. Like exploring everything, because like the, as much as exploring as you do on a gap year, like you know that it's a limited time, but like so is college, because you know that there's a certain amount of period of time that you're going, but like besides for that, like that's when life starts.
You're parked in college for now, so like that's your life for like 4 years,
which is a long time.
Yeah.
4 years is a long ass time.
Yeah,
I'm excited though. Like I think it'll be really good for me, just to like, especially to be with that many people, to like find a group of people who like because I think that's something that I've been struggling with a lot lately, is like I feel like I have a lot of friends for different things, but there's only like maybe like way less than a handful of people that like I feel like I can do everything with, you know, like that I can have emotional conversations with and also just like have a fun time, and also, you know, I want to find more people like that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, I think about that too. Like I love shows like How I Met Your Mother, How I Met Your Father, Baby Daddy, like things like that. Like they all have a group, and like they have everything with that group, you know. Like you have your like even friends, like you know, you have your core group and you do everything with them, like you experience life with them.
Yeah,
but I guess like my dad always tells me like every 10 years people phase in and out of your life, and that's and then like as you get older, like those some like they just end up staying, you know. Like, and those are the people that you need to keep them in there forever.
That's so nice.
Yeah, like it, he told me that growing up like all the time, so like I think that's why I'm so much more okay with like letting go of people and phases, because I understand that people are like everyone has their own life, and like I don't know, I don't really have main character syndrome.
Yeah.
Like, I had it at some point, but, like, I don't know where it went. Yeah. It's not here anymore.
Yeah.
Like, do you think you have main character syndrome?
I feel like right now, especially right now, I don't. But, like, it's hard not to, sometimes.
When you look good, like, you're, like, you know, at a party or something, it's like...
Yeah, but then you get humbled so fast.
Yeah, no, seriously.
I think I get humbled really fast. I don't know if I show it, but I do get humbled.
I don't know. I can't even remember a time where I have, like, one friend that I always feel like she's the main character. Mm-hmm. It's Dossie.
Yeah.
She's always the main character. Yeah, like, she'll walk into any room and it's hers.
Yeah.
She'll walk into my house and I'll be like,
Yeah. Like, what do you want? Please, what do you want?
Like, what can you offer me?
Yeah, that's so funny. Dude, that's such a good thing, though. Like, I think that's so nice, like... Not that that's her brand. Like, when I say brand, I mean, like, that's who you are.
Your identity.
Like, your identity. So, like, her, that's her. Like, that's her, and, like, she's owning it, and, like, I think that's so amazing for her.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think I'm that type of person. Maybe, I think I'm a lot more introverted than I thought it was, or I'm just a lot more quiet than I thought I was. Like, I think the personality test, like, fucked me up, because, like...
Girl.
I think I'm a certain way.
That's when you look up, like...
Yeah.
Illnesses, and you're like, oh my god!
Yeah. I think that's what something I want to leave everyone off on, is like, trust your gut.
In find a way. Your brand.
Yeah. And also, like, what we were saying about being a kid, and like you have an initial instinct, like, obviously sometimes it's important to think it through, but like sometimes you just have to act on it. Like, if I'm not feeling good about going to a certain party and like I don't want to, then like I don't have to.
Oh my god, those are the best nights, the nights where you don't go to a party you know you're gonna regret.
Yeah.
It's never a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's never a bad idea. Because either way, like, you had an experience where, like, you trusted your gut and you listened to it. And sometimes, like, it's nice to know that, like, maybe you could have thought it through more, you know?
I can also think of, like, doing things for other people has never been a good thing for me.
Yeah.
I remember, like, this was during Saracek. I wanted to go to a basketball game all the way in Jersey, and I was in the city. And, like, I wasn't going for myself. First of all, I didn't have any friends that I was going with.
Yeah.
I was going for someone else, you know? And then, like, I get there, I had the worst night ever, and I come back to my sister's apartment, and her boyfriend take me out to ice cream, and, like, McDougal Street, all these party kids were, like, going crazy, like, all the college kids were going crazy.
Yeah.
It was, like, it's, like, the NYU kids, like, all there. It was so much fun, like, I thought about, like, I could have been at a jazz club, and then getting, like, food after, but I chose to, like, hustle all the way to, like, another state.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't good. Like, and I just thought, like, and that was, like, I think that was, like, one of the last moments I really, like, I was really, like, I slapped myself, and I'm, like, never again. Like, from now on, it's just, like, it's the Leah show. Like, I'm gonna do, like, for me, with the people I love, and, like, make me feel good and full.
Yeah, you know? Good for you. It's the Leah show. I think this is such a good way to, like, especially for the places that we're going. Like, you're going to Israel, and you have so much exploration to do, and I'm going to college and I have so much exploration to do. Like, there's so much to see, and, like, it's such a nice thing to know that, like, the people, I think that a lot of the times it's hard to, people aren't themselves is because they want social validation, and, like, you think that, like, you'll become, like, when I think about it, like, when I try to be a certain way, it's because I want people to like me. It always comes down to you want people to like you, but, like, when you have the feeling that you know
that you like yourself.
You like yourself, one. And two, like, when you're yourself, you'll find the people that you actually like and not just people who like you, you know?
Yeah.
So, on that, I hope for both of us that we find...
Amen.
Amen. we continue to be ourselves.
And the rulers of our own life?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for coming on. And she'll be back. Don't you worry.
Thank you.